This is your first one as an NFL head coach. How does it feel going in that first one?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, you're right. It is my first one as an NFL head coach. I've been a part of a draft process, but nothing like I am now. And so, again, it's a lot of it's a learning process for me, but it's also our ability as a staff to express to our scouting department and Rick, you know, who are the type of players like Tanya asked who fit our scheme and on both sides of the ball and special teams. So that's been good too, because we're getting everybody in the organization on the same page with us as far as what we're looking for in a player. So that's been a good part of the process too.
Just from a logistical, what has stood out most for you in your first 2 days of these mini camps? Stood out anything?
You know, I don't think anything stood out. One thing over the other. You know, I just think that I've been pleased with the effort that these guys have given, and each guy really trying to do his job, competing and trying to execute our schemes, our drills, and learn on the run. You know, I don't think that's always easy, and I think these guys have done a good job of jumping in and really, really working hard at it.
Just from a logistical standpoint, as someone coming to a new organization, you've talked a lot about process, but how is it just logistically, from top to bottom, what steps did you take to figure out what you wanted to keep the same and what you wanted to do differently?
Well, I think that's a long process. You know, I don't think you do that overnight. You know, I think the first thing you do when you come in here is you put together as good a staff as you can, and I believe we have a really good staff here, a strong staff. And then at the same time, you're evaluating the roster. You know, so you're watching last year's film and trying to envision how these guys are going to fit your schemes, you know, because every coaching staff's a little bit different as to what they're looking for, and that was the first part of it. And then from there are a lot of observations and meetings and a lot of communication that takes place. And, you know, as long as everybody's honest with each other and we're all working towards the same goal, which we are and which we have been, then any change that's made, whether it's from Rick's end or Bob's end or my end, is always in the name of success and winning and what we're trying to do, you know, that's best for the Houston Texans. And I think that's been a good process.
Can you identify what some of the bigger changes have been?
You know, I don't want to get into all that. I can tell you that, I think the thing that we did when we came in here was we expressed to Rick's crew and Rick, you know, the type of players that we're looking for. And a lot of them exist right here on this field today, you know, that are here. So I think that was the main goal, is to say, hey, look, we're playing a 3-4 on defense, and this is the type of offense we want to play. These are the type of tight ends we want. These are the type of backs we want, you know, and so on and so forth. And that was probably the biggest line of communication that had to take place. And that's taken place quite a bit over the last 4 months.
A couple more guys.
What's that?
Was it handy to have two extra weeks?
You know, I don't, you know, I've heard a lot about that people are saying, you know, 2 weeks is too long or two weeks isn't enough. You know, I don't, you know what I do? I just, whatever the rules are, I try to follow the rules. Whenever the draft is, whenever they say the draft is, then that's how we prepare for it. So I don't get into all that.
The mayor of Houston weighed in today with her opinion on who you should pick in the draft. Have you ever had politicians second guessing you before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure the governor of Pennsylvania had a few thoughts on some of my fourth down calls over the last 2 years. But, no, what did she say? I'm not sure.
She said she likes the quarterback for Texas A&M, but thinks she'll take Clowney and that you'll trade for a quarterback.
Well, maybe, I don't know, when her term's up, maybe she should come work for us. I don't know. But, no, I think it's a great city where people really care about football. And you know, I just always like to – all the fans that I see when I'm out there, I just in public or, you know, in a restaurant or somewhere, I always tell them, look, these guys are working really hard to field a winning football team here in Houston. We know how important football is here in Houston. We're very well aware of that.
Bill, you're talking about big decisions. Who sets the practice playlist?
The music?
Yeah,
it's my iPod. I like a lot of a lot of different types of music, you know, country, rap, you know, all kinds of music. I just make sure that it's very respectful music, clean music, because I don't always know all the words, so I have to listen to it really carefully or have one of the younger guys listen to it for me. But, yeah, that's my music. Some guys are complaining already about it, but that's too bad. That's right. I realize that.
With that being said, was the more money, more problems more about the first round pick or being a new head coach?
Yeah, I don't know. What are the words to that? I guess somebody else asked me that out on the field, but no, I just like the rhythm of that song. So,
and you, do you
do it because do you think it just kind of lightens the mood a little bit?
No, I do it for the main reason I do it is to force communication. Oh, yeah, no, it's not about having fun out here at recess, you know what I mean? It's about forcing guys to communicate and making sure that the coaches, you know, they can't always, right. The coaches aren't out there behind them during a game.
Boy, I mean, a lot of guys use it during the season, you know, to imitate crowd noise, but you're doing it at all different times.
Yeah, no, I try to mix it in there, and it's been good. It's worked for us wherever I've been, whether it was in New England or at Penn State. You know, it also livens up practice. You know, guys enjoy it.
Did you start this?
No. I don't know. I know we did it in New England, so I guess I got it from Bill.
Now, you talk about versatility a lot. Can you talk about a couple of your Penn State players, Daquan Jones and Allen Robinson?
Sure. I'll start with Daquan. He's, number one, a great kid, very hardworking guy that has a great story, overcame a ton in his life to, you know, graduate from Penn State and played a lot of really good football for us. Big guy, tough guy, just really fun guy to coach, and wish him all the best, you know, because he deserves everything that he gets that's good. And then with Allen, you know, Allen just when we got to Penn State, he hadn't played that much. You know, he was a young guy for the previous staff and hadn't played that much. And when we got there, we noticed him right away as a very talented guy. And obviously over the 2 years that I was there, I think he had upwards of however many catches and a ton of yards and very productive guy and a competitive guy. Great kid, fun to coach. All those kids there were a lot of fun to coach, and those two are definitely examples of that.
All right, guys.